anyway, are you aware of a man called Al Gore who has released a film on the environment called, I think, An Inconvenient Truth?
Unfortunately, my friend, I am not, but please do continue.
Yes, he ran for president of the United States a couple of terms ago.
He was vice president.
Yes. He was vice president. He has a real interest and concerns with the way the environment is plunging to, be destroyed.
Depths of despair.
Yes, but what was interesting was the power of his film, and it just goes to show with someone who is a name, who is well known, that this message that has been around for a long time seems to suddenly be getting through because of who made it and who's promoting it. And of course I thought of our cause and the messages we would like to get out. It was just an observation rather than a question.
Yes, of course, my friend. As you well know, more humankind destroys that of the planet that they dwell within. And of course, it has an effect upon the parallel dimensions, as like the spirit world. My friend, you must understand this. The destruction of one state of being will have an effect upon the next state of being also.
I, for one, had no idea about that. So the are you saying the destruction of the environment and therefore everything with it affects people in spirit as well?
Yes, of course. The destruction of your environment would have catastrophic effects upon the spirit dimension and our ability to be able to commune between the two spheres. Of course, any irreplaceable damage that is created to the environment would then create more difficulty to commune between the two vibrations. My friend, you must understand this. The preservation of the earth vibration is paramount to keeping open the channels of communication between the two spheres.
William, what is being said is that we still have time to slowly reverse the damage we are doing, but that in about 10 years' time that damage will be irreversible should no drastic action be taken. Could you expand on that?
Yes, my friend, that is the case. Of course, communication between the two spheres, especially on a level like this, would become non-existent. Mental mediumship would be something far rarer than what it already is. The communication would be very sparse between the two dimensions.
So, just following that line of thought, are you saying that the connection people have with their higher power, the messages they receive, that would also diminish?
Yes, of course. What I am saying to you is this, my friends. The vibration that is created by natural law of nature, the animal kingdom, is far greater to aid communication between the two spheres than that of humankind due to their lack of knowledge and understanding, the lack of humanity towards each other.
That blows me away, William. I I knew it was incredibly drastic, and but I guess I didn't think of the further ramifications. Thank you.
My dear friend, right at the beginning of the Hamish Circle in Seven Oaks, I was posed a question in reference to what is taking place. And back then, I said, some 7-8 years ago, that of course the continued destruction of the human kind, the earth environment, would have the effect of breaking down the channels of communication. This, my friend, is something which you should all consider to be of paramount importance to allow sustainability of communication. That, my friend, is why the gentleman, the Australian gentleman that has recently passed to the world of spirit, yes, is held by so many in such high revere, mm, upon both sides of life.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.